Host for There Is Hope is Richard Dover.
Welcome to There Is Hope TV. Today's message is titled, What is Ministry? People think that ministry, at times they think ministry can only be done by pastors or, quote, ministers. Some believe that any follower of Christ can do ministry. We're going to take a look at that topic. We're going to explain why we came up with the topic of what is ministry. But first, we should look at the definition of the word. To minister or ministry means to serve others. It means to do acts of service. It means to proclaim a message to others. It also can mean to attend the needs of others. And if we look at Christian ministry, we know that means to serve others. It means that we might be the proclaiming, the preaching, the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. To minister could be to share the love of Christ, and again, to meet the needs of others. And by this definition, it's clear that ministry can be many, many, many things. And so we need to be careful that our idea of ministry isn't in a small little box. There's a big box for the realm of ministry. And if there's a big box for ministry, probably means that any believer can minister in Christ. One of the things I want to share with you is, why did I pick this topic, what is ministry? And there's a personal reason for that. I used to be the senior pastor of a church in Seattle, and I'm now, quote, semi-retired. I'm working a secular job, but obviously doing this TV station, have a radio station that we do, and do all kinds of different areas, other areas of ministry, but I don't pastor a church. But when, as soon as people find out that I'm no longer a pastor, they say, what are you going to do for ministry? Are you going to pastor another church? There's an assumption, if you've been a pastor, that you have to pastor another church to be doing ministry, and obviously that's not the case. So what I wanted to cover is that, first off, I'm going to be sharing some of the things that I'm going to be doing as ministry. But I also want to share with you that when you think of ministry, don't think of just pastoring a church or so many other areas of ministry. One of my concerns is that if we limit the concept of ministry, that it only can be the preaching and the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it only can be sharing the word of God, it really limits what ministry is really about. If you look at the definitions we shared with you about ministry, it can be so many different things besides preaching and sharing the gospel. That the reality is, if we're ministering out of the love of Christ, the word of God will start to come out. There'll be things that people will be able to see that we're sharing it because of Jesus Christ. And there's times we blatantly share. The reason I'm doing this is because of the love of Christ in me. But what I want to do is kind of break down some of the perspectives that people have. But when, again, putting a pastor in a box and saying, well, if you're no longer a pastor, you can't minister unless you're preaching the gospel. Well, that means that many, many Christians are preaching the gospel and doing ministry. And so I want to kind of counter that perspective. I believe that perspective limits who can do ministry. And it limits what ministry is. And so I believe that every single person can do ministry. Every single person is called to do ministry. I should say every Christian is called to do ministry. That ministry isn't for the special elite, but it's for all individuals. And we're going to share some scripture in a moment how that is. So how do we know that all followers of Jesus Christ are to do ministry? Well, first off, we have the Great Commission. And the Great Commission is for every follower of Jesus Christ. Matthew 18:18-20. Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I command you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Pretty much that Great Commission is to share the gospel. And every single one of us as Christians has an obligation to share the gospel with others. Why wouldn't we? Think about it. Your life has been changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you have eternity in heaven now, that you've been delivered and set free from certain things in your life, that you have fruitfulness in your life you didn't have before. Why would you not want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ that transformed your life? So the question shouldn't be, are we supposed to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we supposed to fulfill the Great Commission? The question would be, why would you not want to? And hopefully those who are watching this video or listening to this podcast, that is your desire to minister. And listen, you don't have to be an ordained, a licensed minister to be doing ministry. And we're going to share more with you for you to understand that. So that we, again, don't limit who is doing ministry for the sake of the kingdom. How do we know all followers of Christ should be doing ministry? God would not give each of us spiritual gifts if you weren't supposed to do ministry. In 1 Corinthians 7:7 it says, I wish all were as myself am, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. This is Apostle Paul speaking. Listen to what he says. This is 1 Corinthians 7:7. I wish that all were as myself am. In other words, I wish all could be an apostle. I wish all could share the gospel like I do. But what does he say? But each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. Listen, if we each have gifts that come from God, then obviously we're to use those gifts, and obviously the way we use those gifts is to minister. 1 Corinthians 12:5 says there are different kinds of service with the same Lord. 1 Corinthians 12:5 says there's different types of service with the same Lord. Remember, one of the definitions of ministry is service. So each of us have different ways of serving, but it all comes from the Lord. If God gives us, each of us, different gifts, and there's different types of service, then that means that each and every one of us, if we're followers of Christ, can walk in ministry and do ministry. Again, this don't limit it to just preaching and teaching and sharing the Word of God. Again, how do we know that all followers of Christ should be doing ministry? God provides what is called the fivefold ministry to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. God provides what is called the fivefold ministry to equip each of us to do the work of the ministry. I don't know if you've heard the concept of fivefold ministry. Maybe sometime I should teach on that. But you have the fivefold ministry, and it says that the purpose of those who are operating in one of those gifts of ministry is to equip the saints. It's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up. So God gives the fivefold ministry for what purpose? In verse 12, to equip his people for works of service. So the purpose for apostles and prophets and teachers, evangelists and pastors is to equip us to be able to do works of service. They help us to mature. They help us to grow. We learn from them how to be more effective in doing ministry. And so we see that obviously every single follower of Christ should be doing ministry. You should be sharing the gospel. That God gives each of us a variety of different gifts. He gives us different gifts of service that we can do. And then he provides those that he puts into our life to equip us to be able to serve. So I hope it becomes clear to you that if you're watching this video or you're listening to this podcast and you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you should be doing some type of work of ministry. Now, I'm breaking down ministry into two types. And then we'll talk about a variety of different ministries you can do. But two different forms of ministry. One form of ministry is the ministry of the Word, which would mean the preaching and teaching. Now, if you know the Word of God, if you're reading this Bible, God's teaching you things, you certainly can teach, you can even preach. But I think we all know that most of the time, that when we're talking about ministering the Word, it's going to be more of the preaching and teaching that comes from an evangelist or from the pulpit, from a Bible study, something like that. And certainly there are individuals who can do Bible studies. Maybe you're a person that does your ministry is doing Bible studies. But we do know for sure that it's ministers and pastors that have that main ministry of preaching and teaching. Now another form of ministry is the ministry of service. And we think of ministry of service, we normally think of deacons, deaconesses. But all of us can do various forms of service. And that is done by anybody that's a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to give you an example how you can break those two down, how those different forms of ministry, how you can break them down. And this is in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. In those days, when the number of disciples were increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them." So here you see the two types of forms of ministry. One is preaching and proclaiming the Word of God, and the apostle is saying there are complaints that there are certain Jews that aren't being taken care of, and that you're asking us that are ministers of the gospel of preaching and teaching and wait on tables when we should be spending time in the Word, time in prayer, so we can proclaim the message of God and teach the message of God. And so then what did they do? They came up with the concept of deacons, and they would wait on the tables for the widows. And so the idea would be there are those who proclaim the gospel, normally pastors and teachers, not saying that, again, you can't teach a Bible study, that there's ways that you can't minister the Word, and hopefully when you're doing your acts of service, you're sharing the Word of God still with people, but you have those who are proclaiming the gospel through preaching and teaching, and you have those that serve. And so you have those two forms of, quote, ministry. So one of the forms of ministry is to be a pastor or a teacher. And I would say that normally somebody has that gifting, they have that calling, they have that anointing to teach the Word of God or to preach the Word of God or preach and teach the Word of God. Normally they have the gifting of leadership. And so you put leadership along with preaching and teaching, and you have pastors and ministers. Now again, that doesn't mean that somebody can't preach, teach the Word of God. Again, I'll say it over and over again. I hope when you're serving others, you're sharing the Word of God, that you're opening up your Bible and sharing some things with them whenever you have the opportunity. But there are those who are called specifically to be pastors that, again, do preaching and teaching. Now, most of you watching this video or listening to this podcast probably aren't called to be a minister of the gospel in the sense of a preacher, teacher, in the sense of being a pastor of a church, and in the sense of being in charge of a department in the church. But again, all of us are called to ministry. And so what other ways can you minister? Now, here's what I want you to think about. What are your gifts? What are your talents? What burdens you or concerns you? What drives you? So say you are a carpenter. Can you use carpentry for ministry? Absolutely. You're a plumber. Can you use your skills as a plumber for ministry? Absolutely. You're a mechanic. Can you use your skills as a mechanic for ministry? Absolutely. I'm sure you can already think of some stuff already, but just think about it. So you are a mechanic. Do you know a single mother who is lacking funds, and she has a beat-up car, and she needs to get the spark plugs changed, or she needs a tire change done, and she needs new tires, whatever it may be? Do you have the skill? Do you have the ability? Do you have the knowledge to be able to fix up her car for her? That's an area of ministry. Now, here's what's interesting. You have that area of ministry for you is to work on cars for single moms. But you can't do it all for free, so you give a discount, but you still need to get paid. Well, that mom doesn't have the money to pay you. But guess what? Somebody else has the gift of giving. That's their ministry. Their ministry is they have a burden to help single moms that don't have any money to get their cars fixed, and so then they donate money to help cover some of the expenses for you to be able to minister to that mom. Now that's taken another level. Is there's not enough money to buy the parts, but there's a guy that works at a parts that owns, he's a manager parts store, and he's able to give parts at a discounted price. So he just became involved in ministry. And then somebody is promoting and letting others know about the services that are available for a single mom that needs her vehicle worked on. And so they're sharing the message that there's a ministry for single moms that need their cars worked on. You see all that working together? Did you follow all that? I hope you did. Spur of the moment, I came up with that idea of how to take that all and tie it together. What about participating in a feeding program? What about you attend a Bible study so you can learn more of the Word of God, so that when you have friends going through some troubles and struggles and trials and tribulations, that you can use the Word of God to minister to them? What about hospital visitation, prison ministry? There's so many areas of ministry. Now listen, I want you to think about something. How do you know what ministry you're called to? How do you know that? Well, here's how you will know. One, God's not going to call you to a ministry that you have absolutely no burden for most of the time. Not all the time. Because God's called me in some areas of ministry I had no burden for, and once I got involved in them, I was involved for multitudes of years. But most of the time, it's something that you have a burden about, something that you have a concern about, something that you enjoy. You enjoy serving. You enjoy setting up the tables for the potluck and putting the tablecloths on and making it all nice and beautiful. Maybe you enjoy doing the cleanup because to help out, you know, others have cooked and so you want to clean up. Those are areas of ministry. And again, every single follower of Christ has some area that they can minister in. Now, I want to finish up here to get you an idea, to kind of break this box about ministry is always tied to the gospel. Ministry is always that you got to serve somebody by doing something that's spiritual. Because as I shared with the mechanic ministry, that didn't seem very spiritual. But there's a whole lot that's going on in that in the spiritual realm that we don't realize. But I want to share with you my own personal experience. So people say, well, you're not pastor of church anymore. And to be honest, I may not be doing this TV show anymore. I may be reducing some areas of ministry. But let me give you a concept of ministry that many don't think about. And that's my own personal life. My wife loves flowers. She is addicted to flowers and it just cheers her up and gives her joy. Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm working on setting up a flower bed for her. I'm checking out the soil. I'm finding out what chemicals we need to add, what we need to add for fertilizer. I am looking at the zone that we're in, so what flowers can grow best for her. That is a form of me ministering to my wife. Listen, husbands, minister to your wife, not just to people out there, your wife. If I can bring joy to my wife, I can tell you something. That joy blossoms from her. And what does she do? She loves taking her flowers and giving them to others. That's her form of ministry. So I'm not proclaiming the gospel to my wife. I'm not teaching my wife. Well, I am teaching her. I'm teaching her how she can do flowers better in Arkansas, maybe. But in reality, you understand what I'm saying is I am not doing something spiritual. But I am doing something to minister to my wife that gives her the ability to minister to somebody else. Another example is we both want to have a garden, a very large garden. And so it's going to be a very large garden, take a lot of time. Now, gardening for our own garden is not ministry. But guess what? If we can have a garden that we can grow multitudes of vegetables, then we can share them at the food bank. We can share it with our neighbors. And guess what? When I share with my neighbors, I can talk about the bountifulness that God has given us and that we just believe that as we serve God, that He's going to continue to bless us to be able to minister to others. So I will share the Word of God in a way that's acceptable, in a way that's pleasing with others as we give out our vegetables. And so that's another area of ministry. Now, another area of ministry is I feel God's calling me to do more of is mentoring individuals. Spending less time in public ministry and spend more time in private ministry where I'm mentoring with individuals, where I can spend a lot of time with them and encourage them, build them up. And so that's another area of ministry that most people won't even know that I'm doing it. Can you start thinking about some things that you can do? Now, last one is what I want to share is another area of ministry for my wife and I that we're going to do more of is a hospitality ministry, inviting families over to our house. And every week we have families come to our house and we give them a meal and we just share our personal stories with them, get to know them, find ways that we can minister to them, find out what needs they may have and how can we get them connected to resources if they have needs, have Bible studies, whatever we can do to reach out to others and take all the experiences of our life and share them with others. Do you have experiences in life? Have you learned some things along the way? Have you learned about the love of Christ and learned about forgiveness? Have you learned about walking in mercy? Whatever it may be, those things that you've learned in your own life, you can minister to others as you share what you've learned. So as we wrap up this message, I'm hoping that you have a much bigger idea of what ministry is. Ministry, honestly, for a Christian, is anything that you can possibly do to touch another person's life, to give hope, to give encouragement, and hoping for the opportunity that you can share the gospel with them in some way. Now, there's times that you can't. You're on a bus and you only have 5 minutes. You can't really share the gospel, but you can give them a Bible track. You can talk to them about the weather and then say, hey, you know, by the way, here's something maybe you might like to read. And leave it with them. That's ministry too. So I hope you're dreaming. I hope you're thinking of all the different ways that you can do ministry. Again, what's on your heart? What are you called to? What has God gifted you with? What abilities, what talents, what skills has God given to you? And then use them for God. So I think you've learned you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a minister of the gospel to be a minister of the gospel. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know who is watching, who's listening to today. And Father God, I would just pray that you would speak to their hearts. What have you gifted them in? You are the giver of gifts. That, Lord, what have you equipped them to be a minister in? I pray, Father God, they would clearly understand what that is. And that, Father God, you would anoint them. You would gift them with the boldness, with courage, to be able to be used in the gifts that you've given them, Lord. That, Father God, you'd help them to create time. Even as my wife and I, as the reason we're not doing a lot of public ministry, is because there's more private ministry and we need time. And so those that are listening, I pray, Father God, they would set aside some time to be able to minister to others. And maybe the husband needs to minister to his wife, and the wife needs to minister to her husband, or maybe the mother and father need to minister to their children. That, Father God, just show us. Will you show us what areas that you would want to use us? And I pray, Father God, we'd find every opportunity to be able to share the love of Christ with somebody. That, Lord, whether it's changing a tire, whether it's changing out a broken window, oh Lord God, whether it's painting a room, whether it's working at the food bank, Lord, whether it's sitting at the doctor's office and listening to somebody share the challenges they're going through health-wise and just be a listening ear, Lord, whether it's working at the nursery, whatever it is, Lord, that Father God, we would do it with your anointing, and that Father God, we would give our all for the sake of your kingdom. And that, Lord, whatever we do, that we do it in such a manner that people want to know who Jesus Christ is. They would want to know our Lord and Savior. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I finish today's message, I want to share something with you. And that's that I'm strongly considering no longer doing There's Hope TV. We've been doing it for about 4 years. And the reason why is, as I've shared, is areas of ministry that we're looking at doing that's going to be more private ministry and really try to work with our local community where we live. And I'm not a pastor, don't plan on being a pastor. Don't plan on teaching a Bible study in an official manner or anything like that. But I just don't know if God's really calling us to continue to do this TV show. So one of the ways, honestly, that we can find that out is to hear back from you, as those who watch this TV show. Do you want us to continue to be on the air? And so I've put up on the screen here, I put up my email address, and I ask that you email me. If you're watching this show, maybe you're watching a video of it, maybe you're watching it on the TV. I don't know how you're watching it. We broadcast in Seattle, and then we're on the internet. But whatever way that you're watching this video, would you turn around and email us and let us know if you would like what we're doing and would like to see us to continue. Let us know how you watch us, where you're watching us on the internet, if you are watching this on cable TV. And any feedback you give would be great. And you know, if we get overwhelming requests for us to stay on the air, then maybe I'll do that. I'm not sure. I'm still not sure about that one. I only have so much time. But if we're being effective in some way through this TV show, I want to be able to continue to do it. So can you pop us an email? And the email address is info@thereishopetv.org. info@thereishopetv.org. That's info, one more time, info@thereishopetv.org. Just let us know. Thank you very much. God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Rich again. I wanted to share some information with you. Is that from the years 2010 to 2015, we did a live radio show called There Is Hope Radio. And what I have done is I've started to gather up all the shows that we had and convert them into podcasts. And so I want to make those available to you so that you can actually listen to those shows. For about 4 years, we mainly covered addiction and recovery, and then the last year we covered other topics. But even in the topics of addiction and recovery, there are so many principles that we share that apply to so many other things besides addictions. And so we have about 240 podcasts. It's going to take me a while to get them all converted over so that you can be able to listen to them. Also, I should let you know that all of our TV shows, every single one of our TV shows, we have converted over into podcast also. So if you can't watch our show, you can always listen to our show. So to be able to get more information and to listen to our podcast, you can go to thereishoperadio.org. That's thereishoperadio.org. And you'll start to see it's going to take us a while again to convert everything over, but you will see the links that are there, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast. You can actually be able to see the news feed, and you'll be able to go to that feed, and you can watch the podcast on your phone, or you can go to the website again. The website is thereishoperadio.org. Some of the topics on There Is Hope Radio is Addiction Free Forever, Addiction, Change and Recovery, Addiction, Honesty and Recovery, Addiction, Mindsets and Recovery, Addiction, The Gospel and Recovery, Recovery, What Works, Potential Relapse, Way of Escape, Celebrate Recovery, Overcoming Addictions, and many, many more.
This is Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Romans 10:13 says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." John 1:7 says, "You must be born again." Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And Matthew 1:15 says, "Repent you and believe the gospel." Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website to learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org. And we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity. We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also, want to let you know, if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call toll-free anytime, 1-866-1-GOD.